Good morning, MGTOW men. I was having a wonderful... Now that I'm the actual official pariah of Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Al-Anon, etc. The people in AA are now going, oh, it's him, oh, boot him out, kick him out of the Zoom meetings, you know, just like that. Same with the Narcotics Anonymous. Oh, it's him. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking get rid of him. Oh, it's the Antichrist. You know. And I was actually feeling rather sort of pleased about this. I was actually feeling rather fucking good about this. Because, you see, if most of the people in Alcoholics Anonymous are retarded assholes who are drug fucked, they got shit for brains, they're lazy, and they'd rather get into the gossip rather... They're like feminists, you know what I mean? They'd rather have opinions on everything and solutions to nothing and you know, just... They like the sound of their voices because they just say fucking marvellous. Or, I mean, you don't have to ask them. But, yeah. So I thought, well, I tried to log into, say, 4 or 5 fucking AA meetings early in the morning on one of my marvellous fucking bits of walks, and either the Zoom wasn't working or fucking, you know, the meetings were, you know, oh my god, it's him, oh, don't let him in, he'll say that, you know, 99% of the people relapse, you know, 98.5% of people relapse. You know, 95% of people relapse and are gone within the first year. You know, maybe, you know, 1 in 100 will make it to 10 years, you know, but most of them are gone within 3 to 5 years. Oh, but you can't say that. Oh. Well, it's true, you know. So anyway, I was really smug that they've now declared me, I was really smug about the fucking idea that these fucking retards have declared me to be the Antichrist. So I thought, well, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I just want to celebrate this. I just want to celebrate how good it is to be your own person and to not stand for the shit, you know what I mean, in order to just to have to fucking fit in. And so I rang Lifeline, you know. And that was really good because I got another one of these fucking retarded feminist bitches. Now, this is really telling, you know. You watch what they say and how they process information and how they fucking interrupt, you know. It's really none of their fucking business to go prying, you know. And I tell them so, and then they fucking arc up like all fuck, you know. They go, oh, you can't tell me not to mind my own business. And, you know, I'll discuss with people what I want to discuss with them, not what they think they're entitled to fucking go inquiring about, you know. And just watch this fucking... shit for brains bitch and how she reacts to that.
Hello, this is Lifeline. May we help you?
Oh, g'day. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you today?
Oh, I'm feeling like a bit of a chat because I've got some good news.
Yeah?
Yeah. Me and a few friends many years ago were involved in Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, and we found a lot of money going missing and money laundering and falsification of insurance certificates and all this sort of shit, you know what I mean? And so ever since then, the people in AA have been at war with me, or I've been at war with them. And that's really good, and because I've started to go public with this sort of shit, they've now sort of... Because of where I live, it's very sort of remote. They're now all sort of locking me out of all the online meetings, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and that's good, what? You know.
See, is that serious?
Yeah.
It's fucking fabulous. Because one of the things that they don't tell you is that if you had 1,000 people joining Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous, in 3 months' time, 50% of them would be gone. So you got 500 left after 3 months. And at the end of the year, there's only 5% of them left. You know? And this is, I corroborated this from a number of different sources. Because what the groups do is they buy these Welcome to AA or NA little trinkets and keychain things and all that sort of stuff. And then by the end of the year, people buy their own one-year sober medallions and stuff, you know. And then every sort of year on after that, people will keep buying their own medallions. But what happens is the sales figures drop, you know. And so, you know, it's not absolutely dead accurate, you know what I mean? It's like there's not much difference between, say, 10,000 and 10,003, right? There's sort of fuck all difference, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of difference between 10,000 and 3. So, if after... Well, what it means is if you had 1,000 people join Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous today, in 5 years' time, there's only going to be about 15 people buying their five-year sober medallion or whatever, you know. And by the time 10 years goes past, there's only going to be about 10. And, you know, and when you get to my stage, I've clocked over 33 years of sober. That means for every one person like me who buys a medallion, and there's probably not many who buy them because they're probably not really fucking interested, but there's about the groups buy about 170,000 Welcome to NA or AA little poker chips or key rings to hand out to the newcomers, you know?
So you've done 33 years sobriety.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations.
You shouldn't congratulate people for stuff like that, and I'll tell you why. You know, have you ever been to the beach and you get tossed around in the waves and you're bouncing up and down on the sand on the bottom and all that sort of shit, you know? You ever done that?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, well, if it's bad enough, you make the decision either I get out or I drown. So getting out and staying out, especially if you're not a good swimmer or whatever and the surf's really rough, that's not a matter of congratulations. That's a matter of, you know, saving your own life.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? I don't need pats on the back for trying to not drown.
Okay.
You know?
I apologize. Yeah,
no, I'm not offended. It's just you need clarification on the subject. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so... what it means is, you know, all these... See, if the majority of people in AA and NA go, oh, he's a fucking antichrist, he's publishing all this sort of shit about what goes on in AA, you know, and NA. He's joined the meeting, quick, kick him out, you know. Then that's what dishonest people do. They don't want to hear the truth, they don't want to, you know... Because if I've been at this shit for more than 33 years, that means basically for every 170,000 of them, there's only one of me left. You know what I mean?
So what now? What happens now?
Well, it's like, you know, if you went to a school on learning how to fly planes, right? And, a hundred people joined the flying school... And at the end of the year, you know, there's only 5 of them still alive, and the other 95 had crashed and burned, you'd be going, these people, you know, are sort of, they're bad pilots, and the schools, what's wrong with their record? What's going on here that they're, you know, you can't make people want to address their own issues and seek solutions. You know?
Yeah.
Most people, when it comes down to it, are basically lazy and selfish, and they don't want to have to think of anybody else but themselves, and they don't want to have to work on their issues, and they don't want to have to extend their fucking sort of baseline, you know, to include the other people in the community and all this sort of stuff, you know. So, you know, it's not entirely the fault of AA and NA, but if most of the people who join up are basically lazy and selfish, they don't stand a chance, you know. Because you can't be honest. It's like you can't be dishonest. Just straight out, you know. So when they're going, oh my God, it's the Antichrist, it's the Antichrist, they're not coming to me going, oh great sage, equal of all heaven, tell us how can we get to, what do we have to do to die of old age and natural causes instead of being fucking junkies shooting up in the alleyway and dropping dead in the gutter, you know? You know? Well, can you help me with this? You know, would you give me some guidance? You know, can I start form a sort of relationship that's based upon mutual survival type stuff? You know what I mean? How do we become better people?
Yeah.
All this sort of stuff. None of them do that, but they'll all go, oh my God, he's the Antichrist, you know? So there's...
You sound puffed out. Are you walking or...
Don't probe, okay?
Sorry? I'm not sure where this call's going and it's...
You're not asked to probe. And you're as to why I'm breathing, and you're not asked to sort of then try to bullshit your way out of it when you're told it's essentially none of your business.
This is an inappropriate use of the service and may be against the law. Your details may be passed on to police, who can trace your call and may take action.